Suns Week and all. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings, Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the March 14th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Coming up on Thursday's show, we'll continue our coverage of the 13th African Games in Ghana. We'll have two reports from the capital, Accra, one from Yao Fusilarbi and the other from Iron Mike Mbonye. Yao says Ghana's former African Games long jump champion, Ignatius Geza, is now inspiring athletes in the country as a track coach. In this Sunny Side of Sports African Games feature profile, Yao has more details for us. Sporty greetings, Yao!
Sporty greetings, Sunny. There are many athletes who have opted to compete for two different countries, and track and field has seen so many of those. Topical of them is Somali Mo Farah, who switched to run for Great Britain, David Kimani, who moved from Kenya to the United States, and Sean Safuenchi, who moved from the Great Britain to run for Ghana. One of such athletes who decided to make the switch is Ignatius Geza. Geza was Ghana's star in the early 2000s. He was one of Africa's best long jumpers until he decided to make a switch to compete for the Netherlands in 2013. Geza believes it was the right decision he made at the time.
It was the beginning of my career. I stayed in the Netherlands since 2000. I've been living in the Netherlands since 2001. So, yeah, Netherlands has been my second home from Ghana. And then during my time that I was competing for Ghana, I did serve Ghana from 2003. In fact, from 1999 till 2012 Olympics in London. And then I realized that, hey, I'm getting old. I'm not getting any younger. And then I have already built up my family there, so why continue competing for Ghana? And then I decided to change my nationality and compete for the Netherlands. And yeah, after my career, I could find a better job doing there. That was the main reason.
Geza's record precedes him. While he competed for Ghana, he won silver in long jump at the World Championships in 2005. The year after, he was a gold medalist in the World Indoor Championships, and then he topped that year with a gold medal at the African Championships. In Melbourne in that same year at the Commonwealth Games, Geza won a long jump gold medal. In 2010, he won a silver medal at the Commonwealth Games in New Delhi. At the African Games, he was unstoppable. He won gold in Abuja in 2003, silver in Maputo in 2010, and then a bronze medal in Porto Novo in the African Championships. Now Ghana's long jump coach, Geza is looking to impart his knowledge on the new crop.
I think if my memory serves me right, at the beginning of the year, I got a call from the president of the Ghana Athletic Federation, Balf Seni, and then he asked me if I'll be available to come and help. I was, why not? Because I always said to myself that, I'm always ready. If my doors are always open, if I get called up to come and help. So I was very happy to hear that from him. And I said, why not? I will only have to ask permission for my work. And then I did ask permission and they gave it to me. So I'm here to help. Yeah, like I always say, a man has to follow his or her dream. And then, but never forget where you come from. I feel like I'm coming back to impact the knowledge that I acquired whilst I was over there to the ones that are coming. So I'm happy to be here. During our time, we always come home prepared. When we get called up to come and represent Ghana, we always come home prepared. So we have already done our trainings out there and come in here to compete. And then the coaches that we always come and meet, we tell them, this is our training program, and then they will supervise us. So I believe those guys that are coming, they already having their own training program, and then we're going to supervise them. So with a little bit of encouragement psychologically, we're going to speak with them and then tell them how important it is to be able to, I mean, you always have to see yourself first. I mean, to be able to make yourself proud and then go out there and make Ghana proud.
Ignatius Geza has the experience of a long jumper not many athletes on this continent have. But besides all the accolades, he is still a man who wants more. Ghana has a great crop of athletes this term, like Benjamin Azamati, Joseph Paul Amoah, who won bronze in the 200 meters at the Commonwealth Games, and many more. It is the hope of many Ghanaians that Team Ghana wins medals at these African Games. Geza says their experience will have to come to bear when athletics begins at the African Games this term.
I think we stand a chance in winning medals, but as to which color, I cannot tell. So we only have to believe in them, and they have to believe in themselves. Because the guys that they are going to compete with, they don't have three heads. They have one head. They also have a head. So if they can do it, why can't you also do it, making yourself proud and make your nation proud? So I believe they have to switch on and do what they have to do.
Athletics at the African Games will begin on the 18th of March, and it will be promising fireworks at the University of Ghana Stadium. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Yao Fusulabi in Accra.
Thanks, Yao. Nigeria's Weightlifting Federation says it's optimistic of winning more medals at the African Games. Iron Mike Mbonye reports from Accra, Ghana. Sporty African Games greetings, Iron Mike.
Sporty African Games, Sonny. Abdullah Ibrahim is the president of Nigeria Weightlifting Federation. He says the federation is optimistic of winning more medals at the ongoing African Games in Ghana. Nigeria has won 26 medals, made of 15 gold, 5 silver, and 6 bronze medals at the weightlifting event of the African Games. At the 2019 Games in Morocco, the federation won 16 gold, 18 silver, and 13 bronze medals. Ibrahim says the federation's target at the African Games can be achieved.
Yeah, for us, I think we are 70% into what we projected. We even though, you know, as a human being, you can project, and then the day of the competition, you see something different. But for us, we are very happy, but not so happy. Because we know we could have won at least three more gold in a 45 category, but it was a bad day. But anyway, we've left that. But we know that we'll do well today, and tomorrow we'll put all our best. We want to surpass what we have done in Morocco at the 12th All African Game. We want to make Nigerian proud. We want to make Nigerian know that weightlifting is a national sport.
Ibrahim says the federation is working hard to make its athletes qualify for the Paris Olympic Games. Adeyemi Abayomi Vincent won 1 silver and 2 bronze medals in the 102 category for Nigeria. He says it's his first set of medals won in international tournament.
I'm in 102 category and I came third in the snatch events with 151 kilogram. 190 gave me second in the clean and jerk event. So adding the two together, I got another bronze in the total event. So I thank God I secure one silver, two bronze. I'm very happy because this is my second international game and this is my first winning game in international. I'm happy about my winning and I give God the glory.
For Team South Africa, they are satisfied with the medals won so far at the African Games. Matthew Lehan is the head coach of weightlifting for the Republic of South Africa.
So we've won 3 silvers at this competition and we've won 7 bronze medals. For us, we haven't been up at the top for a while, so coming back into the situation and being competitive with the guys is really a big one for us.
Okay, are you impressed with the outing so far?
Very impressed. If I think about where they came from and where they are now and how much they've grown in the past 3 years with our new development stuff, that's pretty much how we're getting to where we are.
Hunt says 2 South African athletes will compete at the Olympic qualifiers in Thailand in April. The Weightlifting Federation of Africa says it's impressed with the event at the ongoing African Games. Robert Rose is a board member of the federation. He says athletes who won medals at the African Games will get more points going to the Olympic qualifiers in Thailand.
This also is a qualifying event as well, yes. No, it is. It is. They will get points. And then the last one will be in Thailand before the Paris 24 Games Olympic.
Okay, so what's your take? Do you see some of these athletes qualifying in Thailand from what you've seen so far?
Yes, there will be. There will be. Because as you can see, there's all those gold medalists. They will be among the ones going to the Olympic Games in Thailand as well to be nominated and get the points. It's a point system for you to be in the Olympics.
For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Iron Mike Mbonye in Accra, Ghana.
Thanks, Iron Mike. Joining us once again on the Sunny Side of Sports is my VOA colleague, Muck Bill Yabarrow. Sporty greetings, Muck Bill.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. What's going on?
Let's talk some European club football. The field is now set for the quarterfinals in the UEFA Champions League. Atletico Madrid and Borussia Dortmund claim the last two places. Let's begin with Atletico Madrid, Muckbill. They eliminated last year's UEFA Champions League finalist, Inter Milan, on penalty kicks. Talk about that match.
Man, before we even get to the penalty matches, before we get to the PKs in that specific game, Sonny, Atletico Madrid goes up 2-1, then they go 2-2, and they had potential to win in regulation. And their manager saw the opportunity and was just literally floored. He was on the floor. There's a picture of him laying on the floor, Sonny, just like knowing full and well that if the game goes to penalty kicks, it's kind of like anybody's game, you know what I mean? Like, you want to finish in regulation or extra time, and he was kind of, you know, disappointed in not being able to finish it. But nonetheless, they were still able to get it done. Shout out to Griezmann, man, for, you know, willing this team through. To me, he's basically been that focal point, that leader on this team. So I'm sure he's excited, like you mentioned, to be able to knock out the finalists of last year's Champions League, Sonny.
Let's take a look at the other match on Wednesday, Muckbill. Sancho and Royce score for Borussia Dortmund, and they score a 2-0 win over PSV Eindhoven in the second leg of their round of 16 match. Your thoughts on the German club going through?
Sonny, Sonny, Sonny. Somehow we always find a storyline to bring it back to Manchester United, Sonny. Sancho has been riding the bench of United for months on end, had a dispute with his manager, Erik ten Hag, and he took him out of rotation, wasn't allowing him to come to the facility. It was a very, very bad situation. Luckily for him, he was able to get out of that situation at United and find his way back to his former club, Dortmund. He gets to Dortmund, starts playing instantly, and now look at him, scoring in the Champions League, and Manchester United still seems to have infrastructure or structural issues within their team. So I'm glad for Sancho as a player just to see that, you know, it wasn't him, and he's able to get on with his life and move forward.
With Borussia Dortmund and Atletico Madrid going through, we now know the last eight, and these teams will now eagerly await Friday's quarterfinal draw. So let's recap the eight teams that will be in that draw. Your beloved Gunners of Arsenal, Barcelona, Paris Saint-Germain, Atletico Madrid, Borussia Dortmund, Bayern Munich, defending champion Manchester City, and Real Madrid. Now, Muckbill, as we look forward to this draw, I guess we've now reached the stage where it's possible. It's not. I'm not saying it's probable, but it's possible that we could see Arsenal perhaps
against
playing Man City in the quarterfinals.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, some fans were being asked about their thoughts on a potential, like, Arsenal, like, who's the opponent that they would much rather face? And one Arsenal fan said that he would rather face City above all the other teams. I definitely would not agree that City should be your first option, simply because, you know, City is still who they are. But I kind of understood his logic, because he said, of the teams that are in right now, he was asked right before Atletico and Borussia hadn't made it through just yet. So he was asked yesterday before those games. And he said that he would much rather play City than, let's say, a PSG or a Real, simply because we know Man City's, you know, tactics. We played them a few times. We've had decent results against them this year in particular. And he said, from a strategical standpoint and tactic standpoint, Arteta is more likely to understand what Pep might throw at him. With all that being said, I understand that. But in no world would you rather play Man City than, let's say, Borussia Dortmund. I'd rather play Atletico Madrid. I'd still rather play Bayern Munich in the state that they are in now, because they're second to Bayern Leverkusen in the Bundesliga. And even though Harry Kane has turned into a scoring machine, the entire team has not been able to click on all cylinders to win very big and important games inside their league, respectively. Barcelona is still a relatively younger team, with being plagued with injuries. I'd be okay playing with them over City. PSG, if you can find a way to neutralize Kylian Mbappe, which is a tall, tall task. He seems to be the only one scoring on that team. I would take them over Man City as well. So the only teams that I would not want to play if I'm Arsenal is most likely Manchester City or Real Madrid. I'm okay playing Manchester City in EPL by force. You don't pick them. you don't have to. You gotta respect the treble champs, man.
Well, Muckbill, you mentioned Kylian Mbappe and Harry Kane, and I see that they are among a group of four players who are the top goal scorers this UEFA Champions League campaign, and they have 6 goals each. And why don't we mention the other two players? They're all in the quarterfinals. Erling Haaland of Man City and Antoine Griezmann of Atletico Madrid. So those two, along with Kane and Mbappe, 6 goals each.
Come on, Sonny. I mentioned earlier Griezmann, man. Griezmann is, man, he's low-key one of those players that a lot of people kind of, I wouldn't say dismiss necessarily, but, you know, if you look back in his career, there might have been a 1-2 year that he possibly should have been in more of that Ballon d'Or conversation. He's, you know, always been very consistent, you know, for the French national side as well. And now he is the heart and soul of the Atletico Madrid team. So they go as he goes. He's had some really big wins this year in La Liga against Real Madrid and the likes, and kind of just willing his team to victory. So, you know, shout out to Griezmann. Haaland obviously needs no introduction in that city machine that they got going on over there. PSG is literally going at the whim of Kylian Mbappe. Mbappe is such a star, man. Sometimes I think folks have kind of just been, unfortunately for him, PSG has not had the consistency or been able to make it really far in the Champions League to get the respect that I think he deserves as a player. His contract is over this year. I believe he's making a move. You know, folks have said that he's moving to Real Madrid, or that is his preferred destination. If he goes to Real Madrid, I know his profile as a player will rise, as if it wasn't already high enough, Sonny. It's going to be that much bigger. He's going to be playing alongside Vinicius Jr., Jude Bellingham, Rodrigo, and some of these really young stars. And that team is going to be that much harder, Sonny, for our basketball fans. This will be like when Kevin Durant went to the Golden State Warriors after they won 73 games the past season. And for 2 years, the NBA just knew that the Warriors were going to win the finals every year. So that I think that's what Mbappe, that's the value that he's going to add to this Real Madrid team that is already great.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. I'm talking with my VOA colleague, Mukbil Yabarov. Mukbil mentioned basketball and Kevin Durant and the NBA. Let's talk a little NBA, Mukbil. In Miami, Florida on Wednesday night, a rematch of the NBA Finals. The Denver Nuggets defeated the Miami Heat 100-88. Mukbil, the Nuggets have been on fire since the All-Star break. 10 wins and only one loss, and they look like they're really starting to get into high gear ahead of the playoffs.
Man, this is what do they say? This is when champions are made? After the All-Star break, Sonny, you know, teams that are trying to make that run have been pacing themselves the entire year. And the Denver Nuggets, man, oh my goodness. Like, what can I say about this team? This team is so well-balanced. You know, even having lost a few players here and there, they still have that quality, that championship pedigree quality. When you have a guy by the name of Nikola Jokic that only has to score 12 points to still be extremely impactful.
Wow. I saw that. That's relatively low-scoring game for Jokic. You're right.
Right. But it just means that he's doing so much other things. And even though it doesn't necessarily show up in the stat sheet because he had 12 points, 14 rebounds, so he was all over the boards, you know, defensively on the defensive side. Defensive rebounds, he had about 11 to offensive rebounds, only 3. But, yeah, 12 points, 14 rebounds, 6 assists, a steal, and he was just, you know, literally, Sonny, he was everywhere you wanted him to be at. If you look at his field goal percentage for the night, he was 62.5%. He was very efficient, you know, very efficient, 5-for-8, didn't really need to take too many shots, but, you know, a young man by the name of Michael Porter Jr. really had a decent night. He was top scorer for the team with 25 points. 7 rebounds as well. He was 9-for-16. He made 5 out of 9 three-pointers, was about 56% from three-point land. So it just goes to show you this team has a level of depth that I really like. You know, Jamal Murray added another 14 points. Aaron Gordon, 16. Reggie Jackson, 9. So when you just look at it, Sonny, it's like, you know, just enough. It's like everyone is, you know, getting involved. Contavious Caldwell-Pope, another 9 points. Man, what a team, Sonny. What a team.
Mukbil, let's go to Indianapolis, Indiana. That was the venue for this season's NBA All-Star game. A thriller. The Chicago Bulls prevail in overtime against the Indiana Pacers, 132-129. Mukbil, we got to give a Sunny Side of Sports shout out to DeMar DeRozan, 46 points, 9 rebounds for the Bulls.
Being in the league so much and me being just a student of the game, you've seen the wildest outcomes. What a game, you know, and I always keep that in mind that anything is always possible and it's not over, you know, and until the time run out. So whenever we're in a situation like that, I always think of, this could be another situation where some wild could happen in our favor. Just stick with it.
Talk about DeRozan,
Sonny. DeMar DeRozan is just, man, he is such a phenomenal basketball player. I think because he doesn't shoot the three ball that much, he doesn't get the respect that I think a lot of other players do because they shoot the three ball at a higher clip than him. You know, he was 1-for-6 from 3-point land, which shows you that he's really not that good. He's trying to get it in his repertoire, but he still really hasn't kind of grasped it. His mid range is unreal though. 46 points, Sonny, 18 plus on the plus minus. So that means that, you know, he was really working. He had 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Beyond all of that, he scores the point. He scores the bucket off a fadeaway to get the game to go into overtime as well. So it's like DeMar finds a way to always have these crazy last minute clutch points against the Indiana Pacers. Last year, I believe he either went ahead on or beat them at the buzzer or took it to OT as well. So, you know, I don't know what it is between him and the Pacers, but we got to ask him if we ever get a chance. Like, what's going on? Somehow he finds a way to just ruin the nights of the Indiana Pacers.
Well, Muckville, let's give another Sunny Side of Sports shout out to Jonathan Kuminga. Checking out the score sheets, and I believe he was the top African scorer on Wednesday night. Kuminga with 27 points for the Golden State Warriors. Unfortunately, the Warriors, that was not enough. The Warriors lost to the Dallas Mavericks by a score of 109-99. Talk a little bit about that game, Muckville.
Yeah, to me, what it's showing is that, you know, the Dallas Mavericks are really starting to click, Sonny. You got Kyrie Irving with the team high, 23 points. Luka Doncic with 21. You know, so this is a relatively another balanced team, Sonny. I think the Mavs have done a good job at getting the right pieces around Luka to kind of complement his game. You know, I think in past teams, Luka really was the only one on that team that, you know, had to be the distributor. Plus, he was the only one that could kind of go on an ISO whim and just play one-on-one when need be to go and get a bucket. But when you have Kyrie Irving, arguably best handle in NBA history, and probably one of the most gifted offensive players we've seen in our time, it's very difficult to contain Kyrie. And I also didn't mention, Kyrie had 23, 10, and 8, two rebounds away from a triple-double. Luka had 21, 9 assists, and 3 rebounds.
Talking NBA hoops, talking UEFA Champions League with my VOA colleague, Muckville Yabaro. Thanks, Muckville.
Thanks, Sonny.
Want to relax, unwind, or charge up? Then listen to Music Time in Africa this weekend. It'll do all that for you and more. I'm Heather Maxwell. I know good music. And Africa is my passion. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for 1 hour of commercial-free Pan-African music of the highest caliber. You get great music, music news, and amazing artist interviews from rising stars to superstars. This listen will take you places. So do it. Join me for Music Time in Africa, your weekend destination.
Around the clock, the Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news.
Tune in at the top of every hour, every day of the week.
For the 5-minute VOA newscast.
We bring you reports from our correspondents and interviews with newsmakers from around the globe.
Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the world.
VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Wraps up the March 14th edition of the show. Thanks to producer and VOA sports reporter Muckville Yabaro. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.